I think I've found the perfect fairway driver for any disc golfer. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clankers. Today, we are going to be looking at three fairway drivers and picking one that is going to be the best for you, the disc golfer out there at home. And we are going to be looking at four different aspects. We're going to be looking at out-of-box ease of use. We're going to be looking at shot shape ability. We're going to be looking at practicality and looks of the disc. So let's jump right into it. Before we do, we are sponsored today by Upper Park Disc Golf. Use promo code CLANKERS10 to save 10% at checkout as well. This video is brought to you by otbdiscs.com, and they provided the first disc here on the list. You can get free shipping by using promo code CLANKERS at checkout, so make sure you take advantage of that. So let's get into our contenders and learn a little bit more about them. The first one is the Cosmic Neutron Drift. This comes in with a 7-speed, 5-glide, -2 turn, and a 1-fade. This disc has a fantastic feel, and it is a great example of a slow fairway driver with a ton of glide. The ease of use to throw, tons of distance, effortless turn, and enough fade to trust while throwing full power. The streamlined disc is an easy to throw fairway for players of all skill levels. Super straight flights, especially when you get that nice hyzer flip up. It's very useful, and it comes in so many different colors, different weights. And this is what I love about OTB discs, is that you will see the exact thumbnail of every single disc. So you're going to see what the disc looks like. You're going to see what the weight of every single disc is, as well as a flatness and stiffness rating. I think this is very unique in that you're literally able to see the exact disc that you are going to buy from an online retailer, and you actually get options. So absolutely adore that. I would personally give this a flatness rating of 4 and a stiffness rating of 4 as well. To me, it felt pretty neutral all the way around. I didn't notice any big pop top, as well as it wasn't bored flat, and it was somewhat stiff, but not really. So it was pretty neutral to me when it came to stiffness. I felt like I could move it around. Definitely not as stiff as the last disc on this list. The second disc that we're looking at in today's video is the Big Z Line Sting by Discraft. This comes in with a speed of 6, glide of 5, -2 turn, and 1 fade. This is very similar to the Neutron, just with one less speed to it. So it should, in theory, be even easier to throw. Unfortunately, we know that flight numbers are not consistent among brands, as there's not a standard for flight numbers yet. The final disc is the Prime Burst Maverick. Now, this is the only disc we're going to be seeing in a prime plastic. The reason for that is its flight numbers are 7-4, -1.5 turn into fade. So with the base plastic, we wanted to get a little bit more of that turn than if we had more of a premium plastic. So that is something to keep in mind for this comparison. And something that I think is really important before we really get into any of the throws is that we are throwing into a tailwind here, and that is going to affect the discs a lot differently from throwing into a headwind. Into a tailwind, you want to be throwing something a little bit more understable, so these were great for tailwind shots. And for me, I think that any disc golfer needs that reliable fairway driver, and you can kind of get it with these three, but it's kind of determining which one is the most reliable. The first thing that I noticed when throwing these three discs is that if I would throw the Sting or the Maverick a little bit early release, I would still see them give me a little bit of Anheuser and finish pretty straight. Whereas if I would do the same thing with the Neutron, then I would be in a position, or sorry, the Drift, not it's, the plastic is Cosmic Neutron. The disc is called the Drift, my bad. What I would see is that I would hyzer out early. So if you put too much hyzer on the drift, you're going to hyzer out early. So that's good to know as an experienced player, because the other aspect of that is if you put enough hyzer on it to where it would flip up and glide, it would just glide straight forever. You would get a little bit of S flight, but man, that thing was a rocket ship. So there's a difference between putting the correct amount of hyzer and releasing on time, and then maybe that same or more hyzer in releasing early. When you do that, you're going to get a simple hyzer flight out of this disc. It's not going to be so overstable to where your shot shape is ruined, but if you throw it correctly, you're going to get a nice flip up, a little bit of an S flight, and that's something that I like, especially coming from a experienced 900 plus rated disc golfer. That's something I like. Now, with a lower arm speed, you would see more of an overstable flight. You would see more of the disc going to the left, so you're not going to get as much of that rightward turn, but I do think you're still going to get a little bit of straightness to the disc. It's not just going to dump, which is why I think it would be really good for new players if you're looking to add that disc into your bag that you feel like you have to have a fairway driver, then this might be it for you. Now, when we look at the Sting, to me, the Sting is just kind of middle of the line in this pack. I felt like it was one of the shorter throwing discs distance-wise during this test. It was almost always behind the other two. There were a couple of times where it was in the middle. I never threw the Sting the furthest, and it was okay. I mean, that's just really how I can describe the Sting. It's okay. It's really good for new players. You're going to get, I think you're going to have a little bit more ease of use out of the box with a Sting or this Prime Burst Maverick, just simply due to the fact of a one less on the speed, as well as I've witnessed my wife throw the Sting plenty of times, and she definitely doesn't have the same arm speed that I do, and I've seen her throw this disc very well. So that's just another anecdotal reason for me to be like, okay, the Sting is good for new players and you can use it also. But then when we look at the Maverick, this is a disc where, as an experienced player, especially in this prime plastic, you could get in trouble by throwing it too hard. And if you throw it too hard, you're going to get into a situation where you're going to turn and burn, and you're going to get a cut roller out of it. It's not going to get a full flight. If you can throw it high enough and get a full flight, I think you're going to be really happy. My first throw with this in this test, I was actually really surprised. This was the first disc I ever aced with, and I hadn't really thrown it in quite a while, at least a year. And I was like, oh, wow, this is actually a really good throw. And I felt like I was more happy with throwing this Maverick than I was with the Sting. And I think because of its plastic, it's also really good for new players. They can use it right away. Now, I do think there could be a little bit of practicality issues here, just due to the fact of in a headwind, this thing is not going to be good. If it's already turning and burning a little bit in a tailwind, if you're not throwing it correctly, then I think it's definitely, and in my test that's not pictured for the headwind throws, it definitely was turning and burning, and you weren't getting a good consistent flight out of it. That shot shape ability with it was a little bit difficult, and for me, it just felt like the Neutron Drift was the best flying disc, and it just felt the most comfortable in my hand. And you're always able to get a nice pop up, and the distance on this thing was fantastic, guys and gals. I was throwing 325, trying to have less of an arm speed to mimic more of a newer disc golfer, and I was getting this thing out to 375 if I was really getting a good flight out of it, and that's not even throwing it as hard as I could. So for me, I really think there's a lot of distance to be had with this Neutron. There wasn't a lot of times where I would throw it and I would get that turn and burn. Because of the stability, it would would always flip back and start to fade back, which gives you 50, 60, 80 extra feet worth of distance, which is really nice and can be very dependable and allows you to throw it in more winds because of this stability at the end of the flight, which is important, which I think can make it pretty easy to use in a lot of people's bags. So for me, when I look at all of these, and I even did throw these a little bit on forehand, if you want to throw a straight one, I definitely, the Maverick is really good for that. But the problem is, I think that can be turned also too easy. So for me, the Maverick is just a disc that I think is good in and of itself, but can be turned over a little bit too much, and that is bad. The Sting is just there for me. It's just in this comparison, it's just there. It's fine. It's going to get the job done. It's not the best in show, but it's not going to be the worst in show. I didn't really see it turning and burning a whole lot. I didn't really see it hyzering out in a bad position, but it just wasn't it for me. I wasn't really getting that, yes, I have to put this in my bag. Where then when I look at the Neutron Drift, this was a disc I really felt like I want to put in my bag. And if we look at our rating system here, let's just go into the rating system right here before we wrap up the video. For the ease of use out of the box, I gave this a 4 out of 5. I feel like I've thrown this 10, 15, 20 times, and I'm already getting pretty good flights out of it. And it's not one of those discs where I throw it, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm going to have to beat that in to get the flight numbers that it's reflecting. This thing actually is the flight numbers that it is saying, so I'm interested to see how that wears in. But out of the box, I'm giving it a 4. Shot shape, I'm giving it a 4 because you can throw Anheuser's with this. You can throw Heiser's with this. You can throw, if you're really trying to, you can get that nice S flight out of this. You can get something that just pops up and just goes straight forever. So for me, I really feel like you're able to hit a lot of shot shapes with this disc. So I'm giving that a 4. Should honestly probably give it a 5, but I'm going to give it a 4. Practicality, I'm going to give it a 4 as well. I think almost anyone can throw this disc. Now, if you're brand new to the game, I really don't think you should be throwing drivers, but I understand they're fun and you want to. But practicality, I'm giving it a 4. I could see a little bit for those newer players. It could be a little bit overstable. So maybe if you're in that 830 and below rating, you might want to be throwing more of the Maverick, whereas if you're above an 830, I think this Drift is really good for you. And then the final one, looks. I am giving this thing a 4. This thing looks so sweet. I don't love the actual like foil itself. It's just pretty basic, but the swirls on this disc are awesome. I absolutely love that, so I'm giving it a 4. So I threw my rating in giving this a 4, and I will be bagging this disc. I think the Neutron Drift is something that every player can get value out of it, and I think it can find a way into your bag as that straight flying fairway driver. It's something everyone needs to have in their bag. And you can get one in your bag today by going to otbdiscs.com and using promo code Clinkers to get free shipping. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you did, let me know in the comment section below, what disc would you have added to this list that I didn't go over? Is there anything you can think of that is better than Drift? Sound off in the comments. I want to hear your thoughts on this. And we will see you guys next week.